sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. We are here. We've got plenty of guests today and information that you really need to know. We were continuing with from last week's guest. We have got Eric Howell with Eric's Plumbing. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Okay, and I'm going to have you speak loudly and into that so that we don't have to hear the chair squeaks, okay?
All right.
And as always, we have Mark Carr.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Mark. Mark is a member of my team. And then we've got someone that you do need to hear from, and that is David Patrick with Chicago Title Oklahoma.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. And you know why we're hearing from you, don't you?
I can imagine.
We are doing remote online notary,
Ron.
And we are doing closings without going into a closing company.
Yes, with stipulations.
With stipulations.
And there needs to be an understanding of what to expect. So, yeah, it's
right.
A good
We're
topic.
Going to talk about that in detail a little bit later on, but you do need to stay tuned for that, because if you've got a real estate closing coming up, can you close on real estate? Barbara Corcoran did a spot for me this week. She wouldn't let me come to New York City.
Probably a good thing.
I wasn't allowed. I know. I posted something on Facebook this morning. Remember when we hit 7 years ago, we got a 38th floor at the Hilton, and it was just a gorgeous view. And I was going, remember when we could go to New York City and see some plays and eat at some nice restaurants?
Oh, the days of the past, right?
Yeah, at least for now, right? But anyway, talking about we are still – an essential business.
Absolutely.
Housing is essential. Food and shelter, right?
Part of the financial district, yes.
Yes. So real estate is still going with some stipulations.
Right. And we're going strong. We're seeing increased business.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing virtual showings, and we will take you through some houses. Some houses we can't get into because there's compromised immune systems or vulnerable folks that live in there, so we're just taking those temporarily off the market. But most of them we can get in to show, and we do, with gloves and mask and everything that we're supposed to have. So if you have a question about the remote signing, do give us a call. We're at 840-1000. 840-1000. If you're listening on iHeartRadio, you might need our area code. That's 405-840-1000. Give us a call, and I am going to – I brought some certificates for Casa Perico today. I'm going to ask you to use those after our quarantine period, but I do want to remind you that Casa Perico's both locations are open for curbside service, and we went and got some this week. It was such a delight to eat my Mexican food.
There are some things that you got to remind yourself of. Just life is happening. It's still normal. Get your best Mexican food. Get your enchilada de rajas from Casa Perico for you. I know
you
people
got
just
some
need
too,
to
didn't
do.
You?
I did. Yeah, but you got to do things to remind yourself. The world is still spinning. Sun is still coming up. Life is still moving on.
It has been a beautiful week weather-wise.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So, well, Eric with Eric's Plumbing. If you want to know how to contact any of my favorites, go to BeckyIvins.com and look at the tab that just says Becky's Favorites. And that's what we need to do. Eric, we left last week about talking about hot water tanks mm-hmm. and what it costs to put in a hot water tank. And then I also wanted to cover today, what is it a plumber does? Because a lot of folks don't know who to call when they need to put in a vent, put in a gas line.
Yeah, plumbers, they do all kinds of things, water heaters being one of the big ones. But yeah, water lines in general inside of a house, gas lines, sewer lines inside the house and outside the house, faucets, toilets, sinks. If you want to have your refrigerator hooked up, your dishwasher hooked up, not the dishwasher worked on, but just, you know, installed and taken out, et cetera, stuff like that.
How about vents?
Vents, either the HVAC technician or a plumber can work on vents for, say, a gas appliance like a water heater or a HVAC unit inside. Either one of those can work on those vents.
Okay. And how about a vent hood?
A vent hood, usually that falls into maybe usually electricians do that most part. A lot of times when they on new houses.
But they won't fix them.
No.
No? You got to call a plumber.
Not on the vents themselves. Usually.
Oh, really?
No. If a vent goes out, actually don't know who.
If a vent collapses into itself.
Are you talking about a vent hood above a stove? Yeah, well, I can work on those. But like I said, normally heat and air or electrical usually work on those, the venting. Same thing with bathroom fans, the venting for those. Usually that's also either electrical or heat and air.
But you do the vents on those, don't
we can, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as if for some reason you need to get that extra air from bathrooms or the heat from a stove out, yeah, we can work on that.
So if it's a pipe of any kind.
Pretty much.
We call a plumber.
Yeah.
Whether it's supply or whether it's waste.
Yeah.
We call a plumber.
Yep, stuff going in and stuff going out, making sure it works.
Well, and let me tell you why I would call the plumber. Because you're so efficient. The electricians, Hayes Electric, and you are so efficient that the bill doesn't end up being too much. Because you know what you're doing, you don't waste time, and you charge time and materials, basically.
Yeah.
So, it's... So if you don't have a good plumber, I posted actually on, what's it called, Neighbor Next Door, Next Door Neighbor, yesterday. Do you work on slab leaks?
Slab leaks, yeah. It depends. Yeah, we usually do a couple of those a month.
Two in my little northwest Oklahoma City, we're looking for slab leak plumbers. Mm-hmm. And so don't be surprised if you get calls today about two slab leaks, okay?
Okay, that works.
Becky, can you describe for our listeners what a slab leak is? Somebody may not know what a slab leak is.
Oh, well, what is a slab leak, Eric?
Generally, we talk about slab leaks. Your water lines are underneath your slab, your concrete floor that your house is sitting on. Every once in a while, sometimes, and usually on copper, it's usually more copper lines, but usually it's the water lines underneath the house that somehow they develop a leak. When they develop a leak for whatever reason, that water leaks underneath the slab. So you either notice you hear a hissing sound, or you might notice water coming up from the floor, or you notice, hey, I used to take 40-minute showers. Now they're only 5 minutes. Why am I running out of hot water? All that water's leaking underneath the slab. Or if you notice your water bill being extremely high. Last month it was $40. This month it's $200. Where's all that extra water? So normally the slab leak is the culprit of that.
Yeah, and how do you fix a slab leak?
We do what's called a leak locate. We take all the air, the water out of the lines, pump a bunch of air in there. We listen for that air. And then that kind of pinpoints, gives us general direction of where it is. And usually it's within about a foot of where it is in the house. And then once we know where the leak is, we can kind of talk about how to go about to taking up the floor to actually fix it.
Right. So...
There's good slab leaks and there's bad ones. Good ones will be like, say, in the middle of a living room or something underneath some carpet, because you can always pull that carpet back, fix it, put the carpet back, you'll never even notice it. Bad ones would be, say, underneath a bathtub. If a water line's underneath a bathtub in the master, or underneath the refrigerator in the kitchen where it's a nice tiled floor. So there's,
well, under the refrigerator is good, because at least you don't have to match your tile, right?
True. Yep, you can put some gray tile in there. You won't even notice.
In the middle of a kitchen tiled floor or a wood floor is not a good place for a slab leak.
Nope, especially on wood floors, because if I just need a 1 foot by 1 foot area to work on it, I just can't take a 1 foot by 1 foot out of a wood plank floor to make the repairs. So, yeah, it definitely gets a little tricky.
Yeah. But remember to look in your closets and look in your by your hot water tank and look in your attic for those extra wood pieces and tile, because that's where they're typically stored. Sometimes you can take a tile out from under a refrigerator to patch something outside.
Yep, worth it.
Yeah. So, well, we've got a lot more to cover. And we, Dean Riddell, we're going to talk to him in a few minutes about our mortgage interest rates and what they're doing. We're going to return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. If you are wanting to do something real estate-wise, please do give us a call. We are at 405-722-3232. If you have a question for Eric the plumber, call us right here on the air, 840-1000. If you have a question about remote closings, we've got that guy here too, David Patrick with Chicago Title Oklahoma. And we've got Mark Carr who can tell you how to do remote showings and pick out your favorite houses before you ever have to go into one. Eric, you're up again. Let's talk about what people need to know about their house so they don't have plumbing repairs.
I always tell people there's a couple important things that are super helpful. One, if you have a water shutoff inside the house, in case there's an emergency, they'll know where to go. Most, if you do not have that, you at least know where your water meter is outside. Have a key so you can take off that lid and turn it off. So in case there's a water emergency, you can turn it off. That'll save thousands on any kind of repair if it ends up being a big leak.
Well, and the repairs are more the cosmetic repairs inside your house. It's not the plumbing repair. Doesn't cost all that much.
Right. Once a leak starts happening, you know, if you can let it leak for an hour or, you know, days, it's not going to change the effect on that. But, yeah, it's your carpet, your tile, your wood floors, your sheetrock, all that is going to be affected when you keep letting a leak happen.
So what else do they need to know? So know where your water shutoff is. And by the way, your water shutoff, if your house was built about 1990 or after, is typically in a front bedroom closet or an entry closet.
Yeah. Sometimes there's no set rule on where they put those. Sometimes they're underneath bathroom sinks, hall sinks. Sometimes they put them under kitchen sinks. So they're kind of rare. But usually they try to put them in that front bedroom closet or something. They'll be about a foot off the ground. And usually they're kind of inset inside the sheetrock.
Right.
And then for houses that don't have meters outside, say you're on a well system, know where either there's a shutoff at your well or if you know where the electronic disconnect is, so you can turn it off that way too.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Real good. Okay.
And if you don't have a shutoff on the well, I would recommend one. For example, if you do have a leak inside a house on a well system, you can turn off the breaker, but you still have that pressure tank full of water. So if you turn off the electronic breaker, it's still going to leak for about 10 minutes because it's trying to empty out that pressure tank.
Wow. Okay. Shop vac.
Yep.
Handy shop vac.
Shop vac,
okay.
Lots of paper towels.
Yeah, there you go. And then, Eric, what else do they need to know about their house to prevent high-dollar repairs?
The only other thing really I was thinking of is if you have a sewer clean-out, know where the location that is. For example, your sewer in your house does back up, you can go outside and take that cap off. Now, this is just a temporary fix, but if it backs up, I would rather it spill outside than sewage back up on the inside of the house.
No kidding. So, okay. And
two, it also helps for when the plumber comes out, you go, I've got to clean out here. Please work on it so I can get my toilets back up and running.
Right.
Helps him out, helps, then we can help you out.
So know where your supply shutoff is and know where your discharge is going, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And where the cap is to let it discharge in your yard.
Yeah.
So, which is pretty gross, but not nearly as gross.
Not as gross as it crawling down the hallway floor when a couple people flush that toilet.
Yeah.
Wow, that was very well, like, worded, visual. Right. Yeah, we have four people call Eric the plumber right there off that.
Yeah. Eric, how do they contact you?
They can either call or text me, 405-514-9818.
To find that number, go to BeckyIvins.com and look at Becky's favorites, and you're going to find Eric's plumbing on there. So, okay. The other thing is, how about taking out a washing machine? We deal with this a lot when people are moving. When you disconnect a washing machine, most of the time, the washing machine hoses are, it's like someone soldered them in place because it's hard to get them off to begin with because they corrode because of our hard water. And then, so how do you best get those off? And then how about the ice maker?
Yeah, when people are trying to sell their house or they're just getting new appliances and they're pulling either the washer, like you said, or an ice maker, they're moving out their fridge. If those shutoff valves don't turn off, yeah, you got to get those hoses off first. But you can put caps on those. Home Depot, Lowe's, Lock, they all sell those caps if you need to temporarily put a cap on it. The worst thing you want to do is not notice a leak and it leak and, you know, buckle up a wood floor, get some carpet wet, do some sheetrock damage.
We had one this week that you're going to go fix today, actually, mm-hmm. for us. And it appeared not to be leaking at all. I mean, the valve was turned off and there was no water until a few days later when the wood floor started buckling up. Evidently, it was a slow leak that was in the wall.
Yeah, it was a super swell. The valve itself was leaking, and it leaked outside of the box, but the box was in the wall. So once it left that box, it dripped into the wall. Once it dripped into the wall, it got underneath that wood flooring.
It was a tragedy. So, yeah, well, boy, if anyone knows how to fix a wood floor, let us know. Give us a call, 722-3232. Older wood floor that is no longer available in the marketplace. We've kind of got a mess on our hands. But we're going to return with more right after this break, and we're going to talk about remote signings and how to do a closing without really being there. We'll see you on the other side of the break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We should have you listen in during our breaks because we have the best time then, right?
Fun stuff.
Yes, we can name companies and tell horror stories about things that happen. So if you want some inside scoop before you deal with somebody or before you try a for sale by owner, give us a call. We are at 722-3232. It's Movers Real Estate and the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, 722-3232. Go to BeckyIvins.com to see our listings. We have great virtual tours on there. We have video walkthroughs on the properties now, so we're having virtual open houses tomorrow, right, Mark?
We are, yeah, and this is something that we have started, and I think it's here to stay, and that our listing partners are doing a virtual walkthrough with the video on the house, and it's a great way to see a house, and amazing. We are very busy with buyers.
We are, and which is terrific, and yeah. We love to be able to help. So it is time. Come on, baby, tell me what's the word. I word up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you've got to get it underway. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Keep this number handy, 728-3700. Their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to handle a small repair or an entire insurance claim. This is storm season, folks. Keep that number handy. They will do a free inspection for you. 728-3700. 3700. That's the end of it. So that's Robbins Roofing. Well, our word today is Ron. That's something that is new to our vocabulary, an acronym. David with Chicago Title is going to tell us what that means.
Remote online notary. It's something that's been around for a while, but you know, like Mark said, there's going to be some things that come out of the backside of this pandemic that may stick, and technology taking over the industry and taking over our world little bits at a time, this may be something that the consumers choose to stick with even after the pandemic for convenience sake.
We have talked about how people can sign. And, of course, notary is a big deal on a real estate closing, right?
Sure.
And so there are – everybody, all the buyers go, oh, my gosh, I've got writer's cramp from signing at a closing. Of course, I look at the closer thinking, every time you sign, they sign, and they do it all day long.
Every day.
Yeah. Every day, because they notarize almost every document in that closing packet.
They do a lot.
And but that can be done now remotely.
It is an option.
Yes. So, you know, Oklahoma was one of the first states to get the electronic signature approved.
Right.
And now we are kind of cutting edge on the remote online notary service.
Right.
How about mortgage companies? Are any of them doing online signings? Like, can you sign your note and your mortgage online?
So that's the magic question. So when you think about doing a closing, you have a buyer side and a seller side. Each side signs different documents. Right now, we've done multiple closings through Ron Closings on the seller side.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important for realtors and consumers to ask themselves one question: does the lender that I pick do digital signatures? Do they allow digital signatures on the note of the mortgage? Right now, I have not found a single lender that is allowing digital signatures on the note and the mortgage. They're still requiring a wet signature there, but there are still options. We can FedEx those packets. We can do, we're working on some systems with the governor right now to try to get things in place where we can actually allow a notary to do a digital witnessing.
Well, I just have to interject there that you're pretty fortunate to be working with the governor we've got in this particular instance, because he owns a mortgage company. He understands this, right?
Yes, yes.
So he gets it.
Yeah.
And so that may be why we're going to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah, I think the thing to really realize is for the seller side right now, it's very doable. For the buyer side right now, you can do most of the packet electronically, but there are still some signatures that have to be wet signatures.
I can see note and mortgage being a wet signature.
Right, right.
But the rest of it you could probably do online or even electronically.
Right, absolutely.
So,
and, you know, for the conventional transaction, we are taking precautions and we're doing some extraordinary things, what we call curbside closings, where parties pull up to our, you know, locations, and we will actually go out to the parking lot with a clipboard, with all documents. We hand them over. We stand 6 feet away. We explain anything while they're signing their documents. So, you know, I think all great companies and all great people in times of, you know, epidemic, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, they innovate and they figure out ways to continue to do business. And
are you guys putting a drive-through window in your closing offices?
not yet, but give Ken McBride an idea and he may run with it.
You know something? I've got great vendors who could do that for you.
I bet you do.
Capital Glass is really good at putting in the glass.
Yep.
And we've got the framer. We've got them all.
Yeah, who knows? We may have sneeze guards at our closing tables here soon. Who knows?
Hey, would not be a bad idea.
Every grocery store I've gone to now has them.
Sneeze guards?
At the checkout counter.
Oh.
They've got the big
plexiglass. Well, see, that's smart.
It is. Well, I mean, it's not airtight, but it does, you know, put a barrier up between people.
You know, I'm a person that will not eat from a buffet unless I'm the very first one there. Because so many do not have the sneeze guards, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, who's been in this food?
that needs to be a hard, fast rule that every buffet has a sneeze guard.
Yeah, yeah. So, my mother-in-law was like that, and I'm going to tell you a terrible story. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
They went to a riverboat to eat, but they had to be there first thing because she was not going to touch a buffet after other people had been on the buffet. So they were the first ones in line. She got her plate and she started dipping some potatoes, and then she looked and there was a little mouse licking out of the gravy, just drinking it. So now we don't even want, well,
I'm done.
Buffets on a riverboat. Okay. she had to forgo lunch and just go gamble.
Yes, I can see why.
Go have a drink and gamble, right? I had very fun in-laws, but pretty picky about drinking after a mouse, right? We ran into a mouse yesterday on a project we're working on, didn't we, Eric?
Yeah, sure did.
Fell out of the ceiling.
Yeah, he was been there for a while, it looked like.
Yeah, he's pretty dehydrated.
Yeah.
So.
Finally made his presence known.
And we talked about something else yesterday, which is flies in a drain line. I want you to address that.
Yeah, there's a little, the little black, they kind of look like little black moths, but they're super small, little drain flies. Usually we see those on floor drains or shower drains that aren't used that often. Little by little, that water dries out. And as that water dries out, it kind of gives them a free range to fly in. That's where they'll come in a lot, is there. So if you have, or bathrooms in general, shower drains, floor drains that you don't use every once in a while, a couple times a year, just take a cup of water, pour it in there, fill it in. And it'll make it a lot harder for those flies to get inside.
I tell people every week to do that. When I have houses listed and we make a point to put about a cup of water in each drain. One of my sellers said, "Who took a shower in my house?" Because it had been splashed a little bit. I said, "I don't think anyone took a shower in your house." He goes, "That was perfectly clean, and there's splash on the glass now." I said, "Well, I did turn the water on so that we don't have a smell coming up from the sewer." Anything slithering out of a sewer or flying out of a sewer line, you don't want in your house. So keep that P-trap full of water,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, one of the worst things you can do with plumbing is just let it sit there, not just for drains, but just faucets in general.
Well, then then the gaskets dry out, right?
Gaskets, they get hard. They just don't seal like they should.
Can you tell us the difference in buying from a wholesale house? I'm just going to throw it out there, like Ferguson's or Lock Supply or something like that on faucets, and buying at a big box store. What's the difference in the faucets? Because they cost about twice as much at wholesale as they do at the big box store.
At the box store, you're going to get a lot more options on faucets, and there's some exclusive lines that they have at those stores. And generally, those retailers are a lot bigger than your supply houses, so they can offer them at lower prices as well because they buy in bulk. So that's one big difference in price. The second is generally they're kind of a lower grade on the faucets you get at Home Depot. They're okay, but they're just not as good as, say, like a supplier would provide.
So if you're going to go for a long, long, long term,
correct,
you want to go function over prettiness, maybe.
Right. And then it's not that they can't get those as well. It's just it's stock-wise they might not have it, but they can order it. It's just stock-wise, they just don't carry a full line like a big box retailer would.
Okay, so the inside fittings are made of different materials often.
Yeah, it's kind of a slightly lower grade material, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, well, that's good to know. Well, Eric, with Eric's Plumbing, I appreciate that you would be here. We're going to talk about smoking hot deals when we get back, and we're going to cover a little bit more with David Patrick of Chicago Title Oklahoma. We'll see you on the other side of the break with our smoking hot deals. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Okay, we are here. We're going to talk about remote signing first, and then we're going to tell you a lot that you need to know about water pressure. Water pressure is a big deal in a house. David, what do you look for anytime you look at a new home?
Well, it's funny when we were talking off air, you were talking about splash on a cellar saying, who turned on my water? Did I look at that house? It is. When I go to look at a house, it's the first thing, and it's a quirk. I will fully admit it. I want good water pressure. When I'm walking through a house, I turn on faucets. I especially turn on the shower. Every time. It's one of the first things I look at.
Because you want high water pressure.
I want good water pressure.
Well, and we're going to talk about water pressure. But first, I want you to tell us about how do you we've had a lot of closings this month. Last month and this month.
But we haven't been
to any of our closings. We feel a little bit guilty about that because we get a call saying, well, come pick up your check.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going, well, we didn't even get to shake the hand or say hi to our buyer or seller, and we feel a little bit left out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think all salespeople in general are creatures of interaction.
Yeah.
I can speak for myself. That's the hardest thing for me is I miss the human interaction component of real estate.
Well, that
it's
is
such a relational business, and we have such wonderful clients.
It's my big moaning that I've done during this quarantine period is sitting at my desk all the time. Yeah. And I'm working from my home office, but I love the part of my job where it has such variety and I get to go and get out and do, and then I'll still have an hour at my desk doing, you know, the computer work and stuff. And anymore, it seems to be, thank goodness I've got a little laptop thing. I can go out on the back patio and at least be outside.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's something to really touch on quickly is email compromise. You know, with so many people working off of a remote laptop, be careful what you put in emails. You know, remember, never put any type of personal banking information in an email.
No passwords.
I mean, change your passwords every 90 days. When you change them, make sure you're doing smart passwords, a capitalized letter, at least 8 characters. Throw in a special character, an exclamation point or something. And, you know, use your two-step verifications. If you're using a Yahoo or a Gmail email address for your business, they've got components in there where you can go in and set up a two-step verification where every time you log in, it will send you a text. You simply type in the 5 little digit character that they send you, and it's a two-step verification to help your security. I can only think if you're a hacker somewhere in China or Russia or wherever, you're salivating right now with the number of people that are working remotely. So it's just a little reminder that I think is important.
Well, and anytime you're wiring money for anything, do it by phone.
Yes.
Give the information and get the information by telephone.
Voice to voice. That's right.
Because the interception of money being wired is a real thing.
So the statistic that the FBI puts out between 2016 and the end of 2019, are you ready for this? 26.2 billion dollars
left the U.S.
have been stolen through email compromise in the last 3 years. Just in 2019 alone, there were over 436,000 complaints of email compromise in the United States,
which resulted in money loss.
Absolutely. So, I mean, to me, you know, in the business that we're in, it's just super important for people to remember not to put personal banking information in an email.
Right. Never, ever do that.
Just don't.
You can do it on the phone, but don't do it by email.
Phone. Voice to voice.
Thank you. Chicago Title, Oklahoma. If you need any information about what to do, how to do a closing, you can find their number on BeckyIvins.com. Go to Becky's favorite tab, and you're going to get it. If you have any questions for us, it's 722-3232. Eric, we've got about a minute, and we promised about low water pressure and what to do about it. So give it to us.
Well, usually on people who complain about low water pressure, for example, the shower, there's a couple things you can do or a couple things that might be affecting that. It might be an older home where the service line going to the house might be small. Just how it was built. You can either maybe increase that. There's a couple options where you could put what's called a pressure booster pump on the incoming line. If for some reason you do have water pressure, that'll bump it up, you know, 20, 30 pounds. Normally you want, on a residential house inside the city, you want about between 60 and 85 pounds. So if you're lower than that, or you're trying to run multiple things at the same time, and you want us to work on it, have us come take a look.
He is a wealth of information. Look on Becky's favorites on BeckyIvins.com. We'll